letter from Terry. And so to be able to perform nothing, you need to provide the audience with a simple reading, Terry writes. Drama without drama, complication or crisis. It should be a no performance, long enough, although how long is long enough you may rightly wonder, or more precisely how short is short enough to avoid lapsing, hurting, harming within the short time we have before we die, so people can come and go until they get bored or tired or simply aware of time. The weave of language and content has to be its own thing, no sense in decoration. The cut and paste of the unexpected echoes, the random unfitting pieces will weave a fit architecture, a fabulous journey for the voice, a testimony of no. It's like my own deviant path to learn about the world, acknowledgedly partial and fragmented and infinite. And so see your empty swimming pool, your precious pool, sans water, like the no text, that which still remains a text with texture made of living fabric, is textured of binaries, a kind of building that inherently carries, or I should say quietly confronts, unbuilding within itself. This private inner conflict is what produces nothing, our inner no, because, needless to say, we must take care of it. In other words, we must feel something. In other words, one must care. No means no, that's right. But our prohibitions, the bans and bars in and on our lives, chosen or given, do with time morph into affection. And so vice versa, our deepest intimacy into obstinacy and so tight-lipped silence. But there is always hope for love. Hope is the last to go, I have no doubt. A yes to life is no to death. A yes to death is a no to life. A no to life is a yes to death. A yes to death is a no to life. A no to death is a no to life. A yes to death is a yes to life. The syllogism is open, endless, infinite if you like. And so since you have asked, we will perform nothing as something in disguise, masking it as everything in disguise of nothing, made of and in this world, a world that's partly and wholly part of the other world, constituted from nothing, a non-being, a no-thing, as partially and wholly part of something, a paradox your own sadness is made of, like the parable of the loathing lover long gone, still inhabiting you, or the permutation of the phantom swimmer dormant, idle, still in the real swimmer, the carcass of the dead typist in the also already dying author, the poet in absentia, who does not exist, still set still in lotus pose at the margin of the poem that exists, your most precious thing, or like our own alter ego always already in incognito, the way you too mute from the mutability of you, or let alone the poem, the total tautologizer composed from the same and only poem that is of nothing else other than itself, so does nothing permeate from nothing, as your pool from the many inner pools permeates from something, and being constituted of something, a living thing like the pool, or the poem, or the paradox of sadness in you, it is made of our own emptiness, it's made of us. So, bon courage, and she signs off with love, Tiresias.